Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all. And just one look at teams like Team 2-2 with Chad Reed, Star Racing, Hardin Huntington, and of course our own team consisting of Dean Wilson, Martin Davalos, Blake Baggett, Justin Hill, Darren Durham, and Tyler Rattray, we make champions. Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit, we race.
Ryan Villopoto, Lake Elsinore. Wow, yeah, what can you say? You didn't jump onto that tabletop like I told you needed to. Still somehow managed to pull out a win, two wins. I don't
know. So what would have happened if I would have done that tabletop jump thing?
I mean, you would have won by more seconds.
Like what? How many more?
I mean, it's probably a good half a second a lap times 10 laps. Yeah.
So then what? So where are we at then? Total.
Never mind that. Hey, you did a great job today, but you did lose something. The whole shot award, you were going for it. You needed two today to make it happen.
I was super close. Right. First start, I left the gate really good and then just kind of lost my balance a little bit. And instead of going left, I kind of veered right. And then it was, then I lost that one. And second moto, I was even a better start. And Brayton just nicked me for it.
Swept you on the outside.
He did.
How's the track today? What'd you think? Better, worse than Miller? I thought it was look prep better.
I thought Miller was better, and it's tough because these are kind of new tracks, kind of like stadium style tracks. Lots of jumps, kind of supercross.
Either one's your favorite?
No, for sure. I wouldn't say they were great, but what can they do?
Hot today? How'd the weather affect you? It didn't look like much.
Yeah, no, it was. This was definitely the hottest race all summer.
Yeah.
I don't know what the temp was, but I know it was fairly warm.
You're on another level lately, man. You really, big debate on the Pulp Show, whether you stepped it up, whether Dunge stepped it, Dunge felt the effects of training and he slowed down. What do you think?
Because
you guys were closer beginning of the year. It was closer. It was looking okay. It was a battle. And then the last little while, man, you really dominated.
I don't know what it is. Yeah. I think, we did some testing and things like that. And after, especially the races that we struggled at, and Millville was like the last one that we really struggled.
Yeah.
A little bit of bike setup, some mistakes and things like that. So we went back, worked on it, and it seemed to get better. And not only did it get better, at, most tracks, it got better at, at all the tracks, Yeah. So that was able, I was able to ride the bike harder and faster.
Yeah, clearly. So from here, surgery for you and some recovery time?
Yeah, nothing super, super major, but, get some cleanup stuff done and be ready for the long season that's coming up and be ready for Monster Cup also, It'll be good. I think everybody's pumped. Everything's over. I support those guys 100% going over there. Hopefully they can, come back with the win.
Are you getting some flack from fans, social media, that kind of stuff, people who don't understand this? For example, last week I run the RacerX Twitter. Last week a guy was very upset at you, letting us know. So how's that been?
Everybody, there's always going to be a bad egg in the basket, or a few
three or four
or a few bad eggs in the basket, and nothing you can really do about it. If you really knew what really goes on the inside, yeah, then you'd understand, but it's fine. I'm good with it. This sport is very rough when it comes to fans, and you're kind of only as good as your last race.
You're pretty good now.
I mean, yeah, as of right now, but they'll let you know.
America loses, I don't want to be your Twitter on Monday.
maybe we'll see, but it's like you're only as good as your last race, and they let you know if you have a bad race. He's this, he's that, he's washed up. It's whatever. He's off the drugs. Whatever.
On the drugs or off the drugs, something, right?
Yeah, you can never win. So That's just the way it is.
Here's what I think about it. If you wanted to race this Nations, you need this work done. It's been bothering you for a bit. If you need the work done, you would have waited till after Monster Cup because you still want to race that. Now you're looking at maybe a November start, and that's a little late for your time.
I mean, that's really late, you know.
Well,
you go November.
I'm trying to defend you here for people.
No, yeah, I know. That's really late, you know. And also, you have to remember, I have to go all the way back over to Monaco for FIM banquet.
What?
Mandatory. If someone wants to pay my fine of $100,000 if I don't show, I won't go.
Oh, that's bullshit. I wouldn't go. I can't really?
You were writing me. Are you going to write them a check?
No.
To,
no,
okay,
but,
so, yeah,
okay,
I have to
yeah.
Go,
so,
I have to go
okay.
over then. Right. It's actually, I think, it's right now it's over Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they don't know how know how big Thanksgiving is here in the United States. You know, it's a pretty big deal for all of us. Pretty major holiday.
All right. Well, hey, man, great job today. Fantastic. I don't even know what to say. I mean, yeah, you rode great. And Weimer got sixth, so that battle was done. He rode good, too. Sixth in the points. Yeah. And, yeah, great job. Keep it up. Have fun in the rehab.
All right. Thanks, guys.